JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 76, Jewish Europe after World War I.
Jewish Europe was pretty much destroyed in World War I. A quarter of a million Jews were killed. Hundreds of thousands were exiled. So what happened was that Jews began to move. There was a great exodus of Jews from Eastern Europe to the United States again. Until 1924, the United States had pretty much open admission, open immigration, and therefore a sizable number of Jews came to the United States. A smaller number of Jews came to Palestine, but also considering the relative population, it was a sizable amount. It was an aliyah that made a difference. In fact, these were the Jews that were instrumental in founding the Jewish state 25 years later. The Jews that remained in Eastern Europe found themselves in new countries, in Poland, which was now independent, and Poland and Lithuania and Russia all fought wars against each other that the Jews were caught in between. Whoever won, the Jews lost. In Russia itself, there was a civil war that both the Reds and the Whites committed terrible atrocities against the Jews. And therefore, Jewish Europe was pretty much in a shambles. Nevertheless, they attempted to rebuild their lives. In Poland, the Hasidic courts reestablished themselves. In Lithuania, the yeshivot reestablished themselves. However, most of European Jewry, maybe 50%, 55%, became already secularized. They no longer were traditional Jews. They were socialists, Bundists, communists, secular Zionists. They looked for a different way out to their problem. And because of that, therefore, the situation was terribly tense in all of the Jewish communities that remained in Eastern Europe after World War I. Jews were elected to the parliament of these independent nations, but some of them had Jewish interests. Many of them had only ideological interests that were not at all concomitant with the Jewish world. So it has to be seen that the beginning of the destruction of Eastern European Jewry was not only the Holocaust, but it began in World War I and in the aftermath of World War I. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.